Well, what's happening in the days ahead? It says in Revelation chapter 9 that mankind is going to be in the tribulation hour worshiping demons. It says that it's going to get so bad that God's wrath is going to be poured out. And in verse 20 of chapter 9 of Revelation, it says the rest of mankind who are not killed by these demon hordes wouldn't repent of the works of their hand, and they wouldn't stop worshiping demons and idols. And they wouldn't repent, verse 21, of their murders, of their sorceries, of their sexual immorality, or of their thefts. The last two verses of Revelation 9 tell us where the planet's heading. They're heading right back to exactly what the earth was like before the flood. Worshipping demons, murderous, vile, sorceries. You know, that's the word pharmakeia, drugs. You know, we're living in a world where people are just totally controlled, either by external spiritual powers they don't know about or internally induced chemicals that they can't stop. They're addicted to them. And that's where the planet's heading. Well, what about all this? What should we learn? Practically, what does the flood teach us? Number one, God always punishes sin. Be not deceived. God's not mocked. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. If you sow the flesh, you'll from the flesh reap corruption. If you sow the Spirit, you'll from the Spirit reap life everlasting. God always punishes sin. Don't be deceived. Don't think you can hide it. Sin is glaringly prominent in the sight of a holy God. You can't hide it. You can't cover it with water, baptism. You can't cover it with certificates of membership or attendance. You can't cover it with anything other than the blood of Christ, which doesn't cover it. It takes it away. God will always punish sin. If you have sin, if I have sin, it's like having a hot engine with a heat-seeking missile coming straight toward it. You cannot resist the wrath of God. Number two, the flood teaches us that God always warns sinners. God gave man 120 years of warnings in the time of the flood, and mankind wouldn't listen. We talked about that last week. They scoffed and mocked. Number three, God always will save by grace. God has always saved people the same way. I just talked to someone. They have studied the Bible so intently that they don't see any connection between the Bible. And I think I really jarred them out of their chair when I said, did you know everyone is going to get to heaven on the same basis? God has saved everyone exactly the same by grace. People weren't saved by offering lambs and sacrifice in the Old Testament. People weren't saved by getting circumcised or being baptized in the New Testament era. Everyone's been saved the same way, by finding grace in the sight of God. The Scriptures say in Hebrews 11:7, by faith, Noah, being warned of things not seen as yet, built an ark to save his house. By faith, he condemned the world, and he became an heir of a righteousness that comes by faith. God saves graciously through faith. Have you ever looked to Christ as your only hope of salvation? Because God will judge sin. And you can't escape His wrath. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be awful to be on this planet when God uncorks the bottomless pit and lets out the demon hordes that have been kept there. And they come and they, month after month, plague horribly and torment the people on this planet. And God even sends that as a warning, and people won't respond to that warning. They start worshiping the ones that are persecuting them, the demons. God always expects obedience. Genesis 6:22, it says that Noah did everything that God commanded him. It says in Genesis 7:5, Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. The God who always punishes sin, the God who always warns sinners, the God who always saves by grace, always expects a response of obedience. And there are a lot of people, and there might even be one or two here this morning, you know all about the grace of God, you know about the gospel, you've just got it right here, and you never responded to it by faith. You see, saving faith is life-changing faith. Your life will change when God moves in. When He moves out of just knowledge, mere head knowledge, mere profession, and you experience possession of Christ. Well, the Scriptures tell us that God is so holy that He judged sin. He's so loving, He saved Noah and his family. And this morning, He's so patient that He's letting some of you who've heard the gospel so many times you can't count it, hear it one more time. I'll tell you what, the Bible says, while you hear His voice, harden not your heart. This might be the last time someone sitting here this morning hears the gospel. Now, you heard it coming from Genesis 6, and you heard it by way of demons being our subject we've looked at. But you just heard that Jesus Christ is our only hope, and you can only be saved by faith in his gracious gift of eternal life. His sacrifice where he gave himself in your place and in my place. I hope that if you hear Christ knocking this morning on your heart's door, that you will come to trust in him. Unless you want to stay around and be on this planet and have a heart of stone when God unfurls his fury and lets out the demon hordes.